I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Well, it's Thursday and here's our show.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
In somewhat happy news for a Thursday, delicious news even, people across Australia are going berserk for a new spread that Cadbury have brought out. I'm nervous and excited. It's a caramel spread that's basically based on their Caramello chocolates.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing you don't know about. Well, you know, Lise, but Scotty, I don't know if you do. When I was pregnant, I craved Caramello koalas, okay? And I put on 25 plus kilos as a result
each
pregnancy.
This is a melted Caramello
spread
egg.
To put on anything.
Sarah, I'm looking at photos
in the lead up to Easter, I don't want eggs. I just want a jar of this stuff. Is it not heaven? I want to drizzle it all over my body. No,
people are going nuts for it. They're saying that it is amazing melted over ice cream.
I mean,
that it's amazing spread on pancakes.
Just put it on a spoon and put it in your gob.
I would do just that. I wouldn't spread it on anything. What a waste. Just straight down the hatch.
Yeah, I mean, people always talk about, you know, gains, how important the gains are.
I think
going to get you gains.
Muscle gains, not fat deposits.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I have wondered.
No, they don't mean...
When they talk about macros and gains.
Yeah, gains as in like centimetres on your biceps.
Right.
Not like...
Well, I think I would gain centimetres somewhere else. Also starting with B. I mean bum.
I feel like you've learned things and it's been a highly disappointing moment for
you. Okay. Let's make a team promise. Let's all buy each other Caramello spread jars. Why not?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, cast your mind back to when you were dating. Go back to the Triassic period.
Oh, man, it's not funny.
Aren't you so incredibly happy that when we were on the dating scene, we didn't have to put up with idiots like this bloke? Now, he went out on a date with a lovely young lass called Kimberly. The date was 3 months ago, and then he ghosted her. She never heard from him again.
Mm.
Cut to now, he sends her a little notification.
That happening back in my day.
Yes. But he sends her a little notification, comes up on her social media, and it's a message from him. And he says, "I'm sorry that I was silent after our date, but I've just put together this helpful list of 15 things that I think you should know. That I feel you could improve on."
Oh,
a feedback
gosh.
List, if you will.
Oh, shut up already. This is what I already want to tell him this.
So he says, "I feel like you could have made the date much better. Here's a few reasons why. I apologize if I offend you. Reason number one, if you lost some weight, you'd look incredible. Maybe a stone or two."
All right, so he's already...
But don't get offended, Kimberly. Don't get offended. Here's another one. "You're very pale. If you aren't a fan of the sun, that's fine, but a bit of fake tan won't hurt you."
As a pale person, this
And he
hurts
says,
me.
You have quite a large bust and you should show it off more. You didn't provide me with enough cleavage to look at." I mean, progressive male right there. And then he said, "You know, you need to update your style and wear clothes that suit your figure. You also need to dye your hair and get some hair extensions. Longer hair is much more attractive." He tells her that her lip fillers have gone down and that she should plump them up again because that's a lot sexier. What else does he say? Oh, he says that, yeah, she back to the weight again. He goes back there. He said that he was a bit embarrassed to be seen with her, but that she should have more confidence in herself because confidence is sexy.
And that's one way to really build up someone's confidence is to
right.
tell them what they need to change about themselves to be less embarrassing.
Yes.
Embarrassing.
Now, Kimberly didn't give him a kiss at the end of the date. Jeez, I mean, wonder why.
Kimberly, I mean, you idiot. Yes. Why didn't you give this fella a goodbye snog? He is clearly quality XY chromosome material right there.
Exactly. No, so he didn't get a kiss and he did not like that. He said it messed with his ego.
Oh,
and
poor Diddums.
He said, Kimberly, you've got to be more sensitive to other people's feelings.
Then at the very end, he says, but of course, if she sorts all these things out, he's happy to give her another chance. So he's going to check back in with her in a month and see if she's made these things right for him. Now, Lees, you told me to cast my mind back to when I was dating.
Yes.
Right? In the Triassic period.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. Back then... Back in those days,
yes,
you could be contacted by landline.
That's right.
A mobile phone that was a brick and only texted, and there was nothing online. In fact, you probably had to send that feedback in a letter,
which
you could then tear up.
And no man in their right mind would have the gumption to ever say that to a woman IRL in real life.
Well, what an idiot. Kimberly, if you're listening, I doubt you are. You have clearly dodged a massive bullet, my friend. And God forbid the other lady who ends up with this jerk.
I mean, how do they exist?
I just forced Lees to do a random online survey with the very descriptive title of How Gross Are You Actually?
I mean, I love a good quiz. That was my entire teenage years doing Cosmopolitan quizzes. Cleo, Dolly, did them all. And found out nothing about myself, really.
All right. So in this quiz, there were questions like, have you ever picked your nose in your adult life? Do you ever pop your zits? Have you ever skipped washing your hands after going to the bathroom at home, right? Etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Lees and I, we're not going to tell you what our answers were to each individual question, but out of 10 gross questions, Lees.
I'm 70% gross.
Okay.
I got 7 yeses, 3 noes.
I'm 60% gross. So you're 10% grosser than me, yep. But I have a feeling that on one of the questions, we would both be exactly the same. Now, the question was, have you ever gone more than a month without changing your bed sheets? And I would bet my bottom dollar that you said no to that.
Yeah, no,
as well as me.
I couldn't do that.
I mean, the rest of the questions are just bodily functions, right?
Yes. I mean, look, the main thing I learned from this quiz is that people are liars. That's actually what I learned. If you actually can live your life saying that you've never done a wee in the shower...
Oh, yeah.
I will never believe you for anything else.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot tell me that people don't pee in the shower occasionally. I'm not saying every time, but that you can say that you've never once weed in the shower.
It's like people who say they never wee in pools.
I never wee in pools.
I was just leading you there to see where you went because you look like a pool weeer, Scott. To me.
Scott has definitely
I don't think after the age of
don't
six
lie. You're
have
supposed
I weed
to be an
in a
honest
pool.
Person. That's right, but that's not never, is it? It's not
that's
never.
That's right. People are liars.
Okay.
I think I've covered a bigger issue that both of you wee in pools every time you get in one. I think we've just uncovered that.
Let's go swimming.
No, but not going for a month without changing your sheets. That's truly disgusting question.
But this is the thing with these quizzes is that there's a broad range of people answering them. You might have an 11-year-old boy. He ain't changing his sheets. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, why did you just go... Why did you just sound like you're from Louisiana then?
We're not
never changing his sheets, sugar.
He's eating
the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Like if we're asking 38-year-old women, then yes, we're all changing our sheets on the reg. But it's a broad range of people. So some people don't. They just don't. I'm just not going to judge them.
I am judging. If you are a grown adult and you are not changing your sheets in more than a month... I mean, that's gross. Do you know how much skin comes off your body?
Although I'm once met a person who changes their sheets every day.
Okay, that's too much.
Every day makes the bed with fresh sheets.
Why would you do that?
Because they're ill.
Every week to 2 weeks.
Every day? Can you imagine the labour?
All those hospital corners.
What a waste.
Anyway,
there you go. That's my thoughts on that.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm sure I'm not alone when I say that I've always kind of thought that people who get scammed are kind of dimwits. I know that's not kind, and I know that, you know, there are extenuating circumstances sometimes, but I've just never understood how you can fall for a scam in this modern world.
However, they're very good. I understand. They're pretty across the game, right?
Well,
they're
con men. But I will say I've looked down on people. I have at the thought of, you know, the people getting scammed. However, over the weekend, my dad revealed to me that late last month he nearly got scammed. Very, very close. I'm talking minutes away. And I said, what, Dad? My dad is the most street savvy 69-year-old you will ever meet. I mean, he was in the French Foreign Legion, Sarah. He served in Africa. He used to whip people with bike chains in his teenage years. I know he's not proud of that, but he was a survivor. He was an orphan. He has lived a life. He spent 7 months on a boat from France to Australia.
Okay, so he's okay, I think what you're saying there is he's a good judge of character.
I think he's a great judge of character, and he really is not a sheltered, mollycoddled type of man. However, he told me that on Sunday, late in February, he said to Mum, Nick, I've got to go down to the shop for bread and milk. Okay, this is a little suburban shopping centre. Mm-hmm. And he said, off I go. As he pulled into his car park, a big black SUV pulled in behind him, menacing looking, right? Dad's like, what the hell's going on here? He's getting his fighting spirit on because, you know, he's just about to turn 17. He still thinks he's 32. Anyway, he gets out, he keeps calm, and he says to the man in the black SUV, I'm sorry, can I help you? Like, you're actually, like, parking me in and it's a bit threatening. And this man winds down his window and he's in his early 30s and he says, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to alarm you. I'm actually lost. I'm looking for the airport. I'm late for a flight. I need some directions to the airport. Yeah. And Dad's a really kind-hearted person. He loves to help people. So he said, sure. He said, well, look, you're far away from the airport. You need to get back onto this and this and this. And the man goes, look, can you just, you know, it's dire straits. I'm here on a business trip. I'm an Italian designer. I'm a fashion designer. And he starts launching into this long-winded story, a bit like this one, about how he's on a business trip and he needs to get to the airport and his company's going to be very upset with him. And now it turns into he has no money to pay for his hire car. He's showing Dad his hire car bill for the SUV. He's showing Dad his flight details. Eventually, 20 minutes in, there are tears. He's like, I don't know how I got myself into this situation. Really lovely guy. Then he shows Dad some of his wares. He pulls out these amazing embroidered coats from Italy. He takes a lighter to a bag and says, this is 100% leather. Like, this is, like, I am legitimate. Here is my business card. Would you have, like, I just need a little bit of money to pay for this bill and then I'm going to be fine. My company will get in touch with you, will reimburse you the money. Obviously, as soon as the man said to Dad, like, you know, can I have some money? Dad was like, no, thank you. And the man was like, but the ATM's just there. Like, even like, you know, I need 1500, but I'll take 300, whatever you can spare to help me get through this. Dad at this point is sitting in this bloke's car. And I said to Dad, what on earth possessed you to sit in a stranger's car to begin with? This guy ended up on Channel 7 News around the country. It is a legitimate scam. This particular individual has stolen over $8,000 in a week from elderly people using that very story. Now, thankfully, Dad was like, no one's going to ask Dad for money. Like, let's put it that way. I had to raise myself from the age of 14. I never got a cent from Dad. So, but this is happening. What the hell?
Yeah. And I think it's exactly the whole preying on the elderly situation, because I think we're so savvy. I think, unfortunately, we're increasingly in a world where we know that if it smells like a rat, it's a rat.
The thing is that surprised me is that Dad said, like, he was you know, he was young. He had all this stuff in the back. Dad said there was nothing about him that I actually didn't believe.
Wow.
And I said, Dad, how can you fall for that? And he was like, that's the alarming thing. He's like, everything about his story. And I think what it is that elderly people have time to sit and chat. And that's where he got Dad.
Yeah. Well, like, not even that they have the time, but they're also, a lot of elderly people are lonely. If someone's telling them a story and feel like they're doing something nice to help someone. Wow, he dodged a bullet.
I just thought, what an elaborate story. And Mum said to him, why would you sit in his car? He could have taken you for ransom. Mum said, I wouldn't have paid it. Wow. That's the spirit
and that's
in our family.
How many years have they been married?
43.
Beautiful. That's a goal,
right?
Isn't it?
Love.
Don't pay the ransom.
That's the moral of that story.
It's those two girls. Thursday.
Well, that's right. It's the end of the week and, you know, times are tough for people.
You're starting to get tired. You're running out of just ways to keep the household ticking over.
That's right. Well, whether you're a guy or a gal, the question on everybody's lips is always, what is for dinner?
And I know it's early. I know it's only sparrows in the morning.
Yeah.
But
it's time to think about it.
If you're a food-oriented person and a planner, then this could be something you're thinking about.
That's
and you might
right.
be needing a little bit of inspo.
Well, we figured that at this time of the week, Sarah and I are here to help you. So every week we provide you with a dish idea. Last week it was my turn.
Yes.
And I sang a little ditty about lasagna.
Yes.
We also asked people then to, you know, tag us in their photos of lasagna they had made.
And
we didn't get anybody.
Nobody tagged us. So the only way is up.
That's right.
It's always to the same song.
Always.
Like the same dinner plates you use.
That's
to
right.
plate your
consistency.
Meal.
Alright. Alright, Sarah,
so
what have
my
you got
turn this week?
What have you got for us this week on the menu plan in the Wills household?
Mm.
Better be good. I'm hungry.
Hamburger unana. You put the lettuce on the burger unana. And don't forget the tomato unana.
Okay, it's basic.
A quality mince patty, a sesame seed bun, hamburger unana. Boom! And
okay.
You didn't think I could do it. Boom.
Okay.
Hamburgers. I mean, it's a family classic
okay.
and it's healthy.
I dig it.
Do you have a side dish?
Nope. Sauce.
What do you mean a side dish?
Oh, like
hamburgers.
A bit of chips on the side.
No,
you know?
No, no. That's only for going out. No, homemade hamburgers.
They'll like it, Sarah.
No chips.
Look, everybody, you can just pull into your local shopping complex and you can get those ingredients.
Everyone knows how to get ingredients. It's the inspiration for dinner we're providing.
No, but I'm saying, like,
I mean, tell us what you do. First, you find a park. Then you swing your car into the park and you take out your bags and you walk into the store.
Tag us at Lise and Sarah if you are going to make hamburgers tonight off the back of Sarah's incredible inspirational song.
Thank you. It's very easy when you've got such natural talent to work with. Are you irritated that I actually managed to do it?
I don't think the syncopation
was bang
on.
Because you were so adamant. You're like,
no,
I'm not helping you, Sarah. I did lasagna last week. Lasagna or na-na.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm so hungry.
Sorry?
Have you got any hummus
in the
fridge?
Are you Lise Carlaw now?
No, I am. I feel so starvy today.
Dane made chicken drumsticks last night, and I've just realised I'm not a chicken drumstick type of person.
Yeah.
What were they seasoned with?
Not much.
Mm.
That was problematic for me.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I appreciate the protein, and like he did a good job of them. They were cooked through. There was a little bit of salt on them, but I just realised I'm not a brown chicken meat type of person.
Do you feel it feels a bit medieval, don't you think? When you lift
a
drumstick to your mouth and then you're like,
The kids love them though. It's a great source of meat for them, but I just don't.
Do you like KFC?
No.
Yeah, wow.
No, I don't.
No, she's a Macca's girl through and through. Any chance to drive through a servo and get some hot chips,
that's
rest
right.
assured we're there.
I don't even really eat anything other than the chips.
Yeah. No, you don't, actually.
At takeaway. At what is it called? Fast food?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Junk food?
Can I share a controversial opinion, which it won't affect you now that you've said what you've said, but Sarah may have a problem with it. I think if KFC's chicken nuggets are the greatest chicken nuggets in the world, which in my opinion they are.
They are amazing.
McDonald's is the worst. Like I love McDonald's. It's named after me. But But
it's the family business, Scott.
The amount of people that are like, I need McDonald's chicken nuggets. I'm like, oh.
No, I would agree with you. KFC chicken nuggets are the best. I haven't had them in a number of years, but in my childhood.
They're significantly oilier, though, because that's what makes them soft.
Yes.
The Macca's ones have a hard exterior.
I think it's the other way around. Stained. I think it's KFC's have that crunch.
Yeah, but the McDonald's ones are drier. Like, yeah. It's just, by the way, if you're listening to this and judging me, I had salmon grilled in a pan last night.
And you've got carrot sticks and cherry tomatoes and in the fridge
hummus.
At work.
I'm but so you also excited.
You have that with a six-pack of hot cross buns, Scott.
Two hot cross buns a day?
It's too much.
Nah, it's not enough.
It's too much.
But the hot cross buns are the fruit ones, so it's a serving of fruit.
Oh, here we
Bloody
go again.
Hell. Honestly.
Okay.
I'm out.
Aaron is looking very disappointed at me because I think we're revealing things he doesn't want to hear about hot cross buns. Have a good Thursday.
What he said.
Detail.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.